City Buildings Department has released new rules for large buildings to reduce their carbon emissions or pay penalties, though some activists say the rules are still too soft on landlords. The CEO of the Urban Green Council, John Mandyke, is joining us here live on Drive Time. John, appreciate you giving us the time. So walk us through, what are these new rules known as Local Law 97? What do they call for?
Sure, Michael. Well, Local Law 97 is our breakthrough global climate policy in New York City. It places carbon caps on large buildings starting next year. So those buildings, 25,000 square feet and above, now have a carbon budget they have to meet. And then that budget is reduced through 2050 to when we get to net zero buildings. The package of rules that DOB released yesterday provide guidance and kind of guideposts for how we implement that policy in those buildings.
Do some of these buildings have a long way to go? Are they going to have enough time to meet these new standards?
Yes, you know, the law was designed to cover 20% of all those covered buildings in next year in 2024. The fact is it's only going to impact 11% because the law is already working. It sent a market signal, and buildings are reducing their energy use. They're reducing their carbon emissions. So the fact is we're down to just 11% of the buildings that have to do something next year. Now, when we get to 2030 and out years, buildings are going to have to do more. And so there's going to be more buildings that are covered. But this is the first step in how we implement this law.
So, John, the buildings that still need to do it, and even the buildings that have already done it, how do they do it? How do they reduce their carbon emissions?
Sure. So carbon from buildings comes really from two sources. One is from electricity. And so that's, you know, you turn the lights on and the power plant has to fire up, could be down the road, could be 100 miles away. That power plant is emitting carbon by generating the power, but the building is calling for it, is creating the demand. So that's an indirect way, but still an emission caused by the building. There's a direct way, too, and that's actually when we burn fossil fuels in the building. And this is typically for residential applications, for multifamily, for heat and hot water. You know, those buildings have a boiler in the basement that's burning natural gas or oil to create heat and hot water. They are directly emitting a carbon source at the building. And by the way, they're also emitting air pollutants that have health impacts, too.
So what's an alternative to a boiler?
An alternative to a boiler is to actually electrify that system. So instead of creating heat through a fossil fuel like oil or gas, you actually plug it into the grid, like through a heat pump. And as that grid becomes renewable over time, that power and that heat, for whether it's for space heating or water heating, becomes actually carbon free.
So for some of these big buildings, could it be just as simple as turning off more lights at night or turning down the thermostats at night, things like that?
Well, it depends on where the building is in its journey, right? Every building is different on where it is. That's why we have now 60 different building types in New York under this law. So there are 60 different caps. And so each building has to assess where they are. Some have to do just a little bit. Some are going to have to do more. And as we get in the out years, they're going to have to do more to reduce that carbon. But, you know, we're doing this for a reason. You know, buildings in New York City emit 70% of the carbon in our city, right? 70% of our climate change issue comes from buildings. And so this law is meant to help us get on path to reduce the carbon emissions from our major source in New York.
Oh, that's interesting. We've had so much focus on cars and trucks and congestion pricing, but it's buildings that spew out the most.
It's buildings. It's correct. And actually, the number one source of carbon you might find interesting, Michael, is furnaces, boilers, and hot water heaters. Those devices emit more carbon in New York City than all sources of transportation, than all uses of electricity. So it really is getting into the basement of these buildings and changing out those boilers from a fossil fuel-based system to an electric system.
New rules to make New York City buildings greener. The CEO of the Urban Green Council, John Mandyke. Good to talk to you, John. Thanks for the information.
Sure. Thank you, Michael.